Why don't we move on to agenda item 9, our underground tank program and NTBE priority sets. Mr. Briggs.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. In this item, not only do we have our status of sites, but considering the time of the year it is, where we've closed out the fiscal year 2006-2007 3 months ago, we've provided some end-of-the-year statistics here. And actually, this data should kind of be taken in consideration or along with the end-of-year and accomplishments information that we have in the executive officer's report later. We've put the underground tank and MTBE site information in this item, but you can see that what the activities have been there. Over 1,500 tasks are listed in that table. And we had 16 cases throughout the year that were closed, which means that it's good news in terms of reaching cleanup levels for those cases. And then more specifically, we have summaries for the Chevron service station in Cambria, John Maharis's case. Good news there, we had significantly decreased concentrations of MTBE compared to historical maximums, so the concentrations have continued to go down and things are going in the right direction there. The Cal Water Service Company site, as John Goney's site, whoops, we have our summary there, and that's the site that's been a bit of a quandary, and we provide an update in terms of the contract that the State Board has approved to try to get some additional assistance and maybe look at different ways of evaluating the sources for that site. The Camp Evers site, and that's in Scotts Valley. Pretty good trends there. It indicates that MTBE concentrations in the offsite well 16 are down to 2.3, and the historic high there was 4,700. So there's a significant decrease in MTBE concentrations at that site. Similarly, with the Soquel site, the Quick Stop Market. As I'm mentioning these sites, I'm thinking back to all the board time we've had with each one of these sites over the years, some of them being extremely contentious. And again, with the Soquel site, that was the case there. But we have the plume continuing to decrease in size, so the cleanup is working there with the Soquel site. And Los Osos Valley Road, the former Bear Valley station, we're continuing verification monitoring to see how that site goes. That site's been more problematic with the responsible party's finances, basically, and also even though they've been in the fund, they've been getting to the end of the eligible money out of the fund. That's it for summarizing what we have here in writing.
Any board questions? Okay, we don't have any speaker cards. Right. Mr. Shallcross?
On the listings, the chart, I have a couple of questions. Well, one specific question and then one general question. So I'll do the specific one first. This is on Poor Al's Union Station.
What county?
I'm getting it. Page 4 of 8, Santa Barbara County. Third up from the bottom.
Right.
And unless I'm I may be reading this wrong, so maybe you can help me here. Looks like it's supposed to be monitored quarterly, but our last sampling is 6/22. And then the indication on the status is that remedial action's underway, but then there's a footnote that the leak is being confirmed. It's sort of confusing. If the leak hasn't been confirmed, but remedial action's on, I don't know. And then, is there some reason we don't have any reports since June of last year?
Chris Adair of our staff.
No, it's on.
The that you're seeing isn't the same footnote that I have.
Doesn't sound like it's on.
Well, if I do this, the yellow light goes off. Now it's on.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, just
speak. Yeah, it was turned down.
The footnote that I have indicates that we have been in contact with the fire department at Santa Barbara County, and they're pursuing enforcement on this case.
Okay.
And I talked to my staff earlier in the yesterday on the way down here. I wanted to confirm that a letter of enforcement had been sent out by staff at the fire department in Santa Barbara, and it had on October the 10th.
To Al? And
to Al, the city of Goleta, the fire department in Goleta. I think there were 12 people named in the enforcement.
Okay, good. Well, Al was the one that popped out. Okay, great.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's helpful. And then on my general question, there's several of these where the sampling date is well behind what it would seem like it would take to get information on here, given the monitoring schedule. I mean, there's, on the same page, third down on Santa Barbara County, just for instance, or fourth down, World Oil, you know, it's January 7th, it's a semi-annual testing. I'm just wondering how long does this stuff take to get on this document, or how long does it take to get back? And then, it's not a criticism, I'm just curious how old this information is.
Good. Bert and Chadwick with staff, I'll answer this. Chris and I are passing the program off to each other. Okay. So there's a delay. We prepared this printout around the middle part of September. The second quarter data weren't due to us until the 20th of July, generally. Okay. So if we have first quarter data on the sheet because of the delays in printing this or the time it takes to get this to you, it looks like a long time ago, but the freshest data would be first quarter. Some of them reflect second quarter. And then it was not reasonable to anticipate things from July would be done and processed and put on this list.
Okay, great.
Great.
That's helpful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other board questions, comments? Okay. Anything else for that item, Mr. Briggs?
No.
Okay.